Hitler's Doubles. By Peter Fotis Kapnistos. Who were Adolf Hitler's look-alikes and political decoys? Fraught with stories of Nazi rituals and German flying saucers, World War II gave rise to the atomic era and caused over 70 million deaths. Was the brutal dictator of the 20th century the masked instrument of a double-image delusion? As global safeguards call for biometric security, scientists and engineers will be using more face recognition technology. Computerized facial recognition identifies individuals by measuring unique features of a human face's surface. Face recognition algorithms can perform more accurately than humans. Graphs of face shapes will be mapped out from shared photo archives to enhance our understanding of urban communities. Pacewalk miracle or stage-managed double talk. The 1973 film Sleeper is an all-time classic and one of Woody Allen's best movies. Loosely based on the H.G. Wells novel The Sleeper Awakes, its amusing high point involves a dictator's nose. A dreary hero is cryonically frozen after going to the hospital for a routine operation. He is revived 200 years later in a futuristic police state ruled by a dictatorship at war with rebels of an underground movement. Secret information shows that a bomb killed the dictator, and all that survives is his nose. The nose has been preserved, and doctors want to clone the leader from his single remaining part. A noteworthy 1942 Time magazine article about Adolf Hitler went to press when critics noticed a shift in the German National Socialist leader's facial features, especially his nose. The before and after alteration outwardly arose in 1918, when Hitler was a soldier in the Pacewalk military hospital, after being blinded by mustard gas at the end of World War I. Following his release from the Pacewalk Medical Center in northern Germany, Hitler's nose appeared in some photos to be wider than before. Adolf Hitler's face particularity was mentioned by the United Press Central European manager Frederick C. Ochsner, and also noted in the Office of Strategic Services Hitler source book. The Germans without ado released an official press dispatch saying that Adolf Hitler's blocked up nasal passage had been fixed by a plastic surgeon. That did not, however, frankly explain why the originally thin, straight nose of Corporal Hitler gave way to the larger, puffed-up nostrils of the Führer. From time to time, it is said that the biggest deception of Nazism was its very first propaganda exploit, the miracle cure of a Lance Corporal in the Pacewalk military medical wing. After Germany's surrender on November 11, 1918, Hitler wrote that he experienced a supernatural vision. A miracle came to pass and his eyes could see once more. His instant recovery from mustard gas blindness was the whispered occult indicator of Hitler's distorted mission to guide Germany. Manifestly overnight, Adolf Hitler achieved elegant powers of speech and debated with fluent manners about world politics, international finance, and other things that never crossed his mind before. The untrained bumpkin who never had a girlfriend abruptly hatched from a few weeks in hospital as a seasoned diplomatic leader and spy. He even shamelessly seduced his niece Julie Raubel, later found dead in his apartment. Sardonically, more than just Hitler's nose changed. After 1918, Adolf Hitler abruptly lost much of his artistic ability. Out of awkwardness, he abandoned the art of applying paint to canvas, even as a pastime. All at once, the nimble illustrator who made a living by selling landscape paintings in Vienna couldn't draw a straight line anymore. Even his signature's handwriting didn't look the same after his mustard gas blindness. Modern studies suggest that the sham miracle evidence and new signature style were due to the use of a political decoy, doppelganger or body double, a look-alike trained to impersonate Hitler in order to draw attention away from him or to deal with risks on his behalf. It is now known that the Nazi Führer vetted at least four doubles. While in the Pacewalk military hospital, Adolf Hitler was under the care of the eminent neuropsychologist Edmund Robert Forster. It's unclear if hysterical blindness therapy was performed on Hitler, because years later, in 1933, the Gestapo confiscated all records related to his treatment and destroyed them. Dr. Forster reportedly committed suicide. According to modern medical studies, spontaneous healing after contact with deadly mustard gas is a baseless folktale. At face value, Corporal Hitler certainly should not have swiftly recovered from the lethal World War I toxin. Believably, he could have stayed in a sickbed for the rest of his life. But devotion to false miracles and a young-looking Hitler, with his nose larger than before, seemed promising to the Nazi political party. A well-known handout photo of Hitler wearing the Iron Cross acknowledged in World War I appeared to be a little retouched to widen his nose. As if to say to a sleeper, get used to it. Take for granted a broad-nosed dictator.